It's astonishing that many people think they can buck the trends of the tenets of project management, which is fast, good, cheap, pick two. And I guess what we're talking about here, fast translates to being on schedule. Good means, or translates to, how many features you want in scope in your project. Cheap translates easily to cost. So that kind of makes sense. And we know we like, in society, we like our basic tenants. There are many for certain industries. So, for example, if you want to be a good chef, like cooking, or you want to know how to cook well, you need to know and understand your ingredients. It's definitely critical that you understand your recipe, prepare the food well, cook it well, and remember, don't burn the food. For acting, I suppose, don't forget the lines in your play or script and avoid any obstacles in the scene. Learn to play well with others. For if you want to be good at football, you need to learn how to build a solid defense. You need to be able to defend or make a tackle, first of all. Then also kick or head the ball into the back of the net and make sure you make sure you score more than the other team. Simple as that. For IT, I would imagine for software developers especially, we need to be able to develop code. It's then ideal if we don't introduce any bugs, but if we do, we ought to be able to find them and be able to fix them. And I would throw in one more. Make sure that you test. Test and test again. So fast, good and cheap. Okay, so when we are, if a client, say, wants to develop projects or software very quickly and at a high enough standard, then everyone knows, or they think they ought to know, you need to hire really good developers, architects and engineers. It's crazy. If you think that you are going to get to the top of the premiership with mediocre players, then you've got another thing coming. You need to get the wallet out and actually pay for that talent. And they need to be involved and then some. Or perhaps you want to design a project which is fast enough and cheaply as a client. Well, of course, your quality will immediately suffer because the players or the engineers that you hire won't have the same high quality. They might even be mediocre. And this happened to the World Bank of Scotland in a scandal with their IT function, which is to do with banking payments, which they outsourced to India or some other country in the South Asian continent. And then before they did that, they actually laid off a number of people under the term restructuring. And so when the bucket fell out, when the hole fell out that of the bottom of the bucket, it meant they were in serious trouble and it made headlines. The alternative then is to not design high quickly enough, but to design with high quality and also do it cheaply. It means that your project will take a long time to finish that schedule. And that might be a worry because it means that your competition may be ahead. And many people think that they can defeat this fast, good and cheap triangle and try and vary and square it up. And time and time again, it fails, especially in software engineering, where good upfront design and good practices such as release often and get the security in immediately really produces results.